canvas in the sky above us. I can feel it all around. Hard to see them, but I do believe that there are angels looking down. Cause I
you are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today was the deadline implemented by President Trump for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine. No agreement's been announced, but the president said he will meet soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And I think we're getting very close, and we're going to be announcing later on we're going to have a meeting with Russia.
He said a location for the talks could be announced today. He said any deal to end the war would likely require some swapping of territory between Russia and Ukraine. Michael Brown's in custody in Montana. He's the man authorities say shot and killed four people 1 week ago in a bar in Anaconda. He's been at large since. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's filed a lawsuit against former Congressman Beto O'Rourke and his Political Action Committee for the fundraising efforts that helped Democrats who left the state to deny Republicans a quorum in their redistricting efforts. Lawmakers were unable to reach a quorum for the third time today in Texas. This is ABC News. Pioneering astronaut Jim Lovell has died at 97 years old. He's best known for what he told Mission Control in 1970.
Hey, we've had a problem here.
Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Lovell was the commander of the 1970 Apollo 13 mission that suffered an explosion en route to the moon. The crew of three safely returned to Earth. In all, Lovell flew to space four times, including on Apollo 8, the first mission to orbit the moon. Billy Houghton died this week. The former Green Bay Packers star, believed to be the oldest living NFL player. He starred for the Packers in the 1950s. He scored the first receiving touchdown at Lambeau Field. He was also an original Dallas Cowboy and the first president of the NFL Players Association. He was 95. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. There is a flood watch for Saturday from Saturday at 4 p.m. until Monday at 7 a.m. for the entire WRCO listening area. More clouds and muggy tonight with a low of 74. Cloudy and humid tomorrow. Heavy rain and storms are likely by midday. A few could be strong to severe with high winds and hail. High 85. And showers and storms continue tomorrow night. Areas of heavy rain with a low of 68. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny. The winds are out of the west southwest at 5 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 88 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, August 8th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Kulatz, I'm Tim Theed. The name of the woman who was killed, after a deer crashed into her vehicle Wednesday night has been released. Brianna C. Espinoza White, 29 of Baraboo was traveling west on Highway 33 near the intersection of Highway X in the town of Greenfield around 8:35 when another vehicle traveling east on 33 hit a deer. The deer entered the driver's compartment, causing life-threatening injuries to the Espinosa White. The vehicle then left the roadway and struck a house, causing damage to both the vehicle and the house. Baraboo Fire and EMS responded along with multiple deputies from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Upon arrival, it was learned that the lone occupant of the vehicle, Brianna Espinosa White, was dead. No one inside of the residence was hurt. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air. Now that's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately a 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks, it is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. Weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Humane Society is in desperate need of foster families this summer. The agency says its 6 shelters are overflowing with cats due to a worse-than-usual summer influx of stray and abandoned kittens. Right now, the society is sheltering 1,500 animals, and 1,100 of those are cats. Spokeswoman Angela Speed tells Fox 11 Green Bay any number of foster families would be appreciated just to help make room for other adoptions. You can find out how to open your home as a foster online at wihumane.org. The society's shelters are located in Sturgeon Bay, Green Bay, Saukville, Milwaukee, Pleasant Prairie, and Kenosha. Football season has begun, and scammers are reportedly taking this opportunity to target food truck vendors in conjunction with sports and stadium events. The scammers are inviting vendors to participate in fan events and requesting payment of vendor fees through peer-to-peer banking apps such as Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, and PayPal. But if a business pays the fraudulent fee for this event that does not even exist, they are unlikely to recover their money. The scammers are using numerous Gmail accounts to contact their targets. By using multiple email addresses, the scammers can avoid automated spam filters. So even if one of their fraudulent accounts is shut down, others can still send scam messages. This is not the first time this method has been used, and while it's currently targeting vendors adjacent to stadiums, this scam is not exclusive to sporting events. DATCAP recommends that food truck vendors and similar businesses take steps to protect themselves. Avoid interacting with unexpected and unsolicited messages. Do not respond, click links, open attachments, or use contact information included in unsolicited and unverified emails. Pause, investigate, and verify instead of acting on a great offer right away. Research the event details online online. If there's no public information about the event, or if the event is real, but its official contact information differs from the suspicious message, the message should be considered a scam. Remember, scammers can spoof an email address, disguising it as a trustworthy source. Even an email looks real. Reach out directly to the organizations using official contact information that can be found online. Do not pay fees through the payment apps. A trustworthy organization will not demand payments through a peer-to-peer banking app, cryptocurrency, wire transfer, or with prepaid gift cards. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. The 2025 Walk with Grace is being held tonight at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony is going to be held at 6 with the luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remember those who lost the fight. Walk with Grace is held as a culmination of a year fundraising by all the teams and individuals working to support family and friends affected by cancer. This year, 58% of funds raised will go directly to local cancer patients. 25% will be divided between UW-Carbone and Amplify by Gunderson for research. 10% will support the medical communities within our service area. 5% will go toward cancer prevention, and 2% will go toward operational costs. Arrive early this evening to the 22nd annual Walk with Grace at Crosscut Park and enjoy supper with food and refreshments from the various food vendors that are currently underway, and stay for the opening ceremony at 6. The opening ceremony will feature the introduction of this year's ambassadors, Amy Linz, Tony McCarville, Seth Paulson, and Betsy Wiedenfeld. The luminary ceremony will be held at 9. The evening will also include the drawings for the car raffle and calendar raffle. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in another community science opportunity. In addition to the ongoing game bird survey, the agency is also asking residents for their assistance with Operation Deer Watch. The program seeks to track the reproductive status of deer in the state to help the agency make better population management decisions. Interested residents can report the location, age and sex of the deer they see, and more information on both ongoing surveys is available on the DNR's website. WRCO News Time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene Reinstra, 91, of Viroqua, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 10 at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Viroqua. Burial will be in the Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 8:30 until the time of the service at 10. The Vossetag Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family. Irene Reinstra, 91, of Viroqua. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died August 1st as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from now until 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 3 until the time of the service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died August 1st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Monday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. James E. Jim Gruber, age 89, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly yesterday. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. James E. Jim Gruber, age 89, of Spring Green. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life and luncheon will be held Saturday, September 6th, at noon at Victoria Riverside Park Chamber Shelter in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. First and foremost, I hope you're having a fantastic Friday. I know it's a hot and humid one, but at least we've got a nice breeze out of the south, gusting around 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's making it feel not as terrible. But high temperatures today did tap 90 degrees, and the heat index, well, that was about 100. So if you were sweating profusely, I don't blame you. I am too. Unfortunately, we stay muggy tonight. Lows only fall to the mid-70s, so very warm, with more clouds building in. This, of course, as we got a low-pressure system just off to the west. It's going to be swinging in a front that's going to be sparking some showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon. And it's a big deal because some of those could be strong to severe. We also have a front kind of stalling and parking itself over us, which is creating a flood risk. The Weather Prediction Center has put us in a slight risk for excessive rainfall. A good 1 to 2 inches is likely, and some spots could see 2 to 4 inches, or maybe more. Because we're not only seeing the heavy rain on Saturday afternoon into the evening, but it also could ramp up at night, continuing Sunday morning. We might get a little break Sunday afternoon, but then by Monday, more rain is possible again, and maybe another thunderstorm. So this is why a flood watch has been issued. It starts tomorrow at 4 o'clock and lasts through Monday morning at 7 a.m. So tomorrow, high temperatures will still make it to the mid-80s, still humid, turning damp and soggy. Again, areas of heavy rain and waves through tomorrow night. The rain should ease up by Sunday afternoon, dropping a little bit further to the south before it lifts back up here towards us. So a sticky and soggy day Sunday, highs scrape the low 80s, and we stay stuck to the low 80s Monday too. But a much drier start to next week. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay dry and keep cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 88 degrees, but our heat index is at 100, making it feel like it's 95 outside. And that's after a high today of 90 and a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 90, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1986 is 96 degrees, with a record low of 42 that was set back in 1964. Last year's high was 77, with a low of 60. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:15, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6. Winds are out of the west right now at 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.78, and we have received no precipitation so far today. And once again, our current temperature is 88 degrees with a heat index of 100. And a reminder, there is that flood watch for the WRCO listening area from Saturday at 4 p.m. until Monday at 7 a.m.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Shelby Miller is ready to help Milwaukee in its playoff push just over a week after the Brewers acquired the veteran right-hander from the Arizona Diamondbacks at the trade deadline. The Brewers reinstated Miller from the injured list before their game tonight with the New York Mets, and the Brewers also recalled pitcher Tobias Myers from AAA Nashville and placed pitcher Logan Henderson on the injured list with elbow inflammation. And the Brewers are going to play game one of the three-game series against the Mets at American Family Field this evening. First pitch will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:35. A calf injury suffered in practice has put Packers safety Xavier McKinney on the sideline. He could miss the rest of the team's summer training camp. McKinney tells reporters he will be ready for the September 7th season opener against the Detroit Lions. The 26-year-old standout has emerged as a leader on the defense for Green Bay, which opens the preseason tomorrow against the New York Jets.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
The Big Ten has announced a new format for this season's championship tournament. The two-week single elimination tourney starts in March with all games played on campus facilities. The postseason tournament was previously spread over 3 weeks. The championship game will be played on Saturday, March 14th, hosted by the top-seeded team. The Milwaukee Brewers are bringing manager Pat Murphy's strange eating habits to fans. Murphy went viral in a recent interview for pulling a pancake out of his uniform pocket and taking a bite, sharing the flapjack with the reporter, as he detailed different ways he shoves food into his pockets to snack on in the dugout. The moment has spawned quite the movement in Milwaukee. The ballpark announced today that Murph's pocket pancakes will be sold at American Family Field during Sunday's games, for the rest of the season, starting with this weekend's series against the New York Mets. And Billy Houghton, a former Green Bay Packers star regarded as one of the most productive wide receivers of the pre-Super Bowl era, who was a founder and the first president of the NFL Players Association, has died. He was 95. An obituary states Houghton died in Houston on Monday. Bradshaw Carter Funeral Home confirmed his death today. Houghton was born in Littlefield, Texas in 1930. He was believed to have been the oldest living NFL player. Houghton scored the Packers' first receiving touchdown at Lambeau Field in 1957. He led the league in receiving yards twice, was named to four Pro Bowls, and was a two-time All-Pro. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hogs were mixed Friday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit taking and technical selling, watching the weather as the crop heads through key development phases. There was also position squaring ahead of the USDA's supply, demand, and production numbers on the 12th. September beans were down 6 1/4 at 967 3/4. November was 6 1/4 lower at 987 1/2. September soybean meal was up 50 cents at 276.60. September soybean oil is down 79 points at 52.71. Corn was lower on profit-taking and technical selling, watching development weather while preparing for those USDA numbers. Unknown destinations did buy 125,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. September was 1 3/4 lower at 382 3/4. December was down 1 1/2 at 405 1/2. And wheat was mixed. Chicago and Kansas City were down as they monitor U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity. Minneapolis was supported by poor conditions in parts of the northern plains and Canada. September Chicago was 3 3/4 lower at 514 1/2. September Kansas City was down 3 1/4 at 518 1/4. September Minneapolis wheat was 2 3/4 higher at 576 3/4. Live and feeder cattle fell sharply on profit-taking and a lack of technical support. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in a moment. October live was down 6.25 at 225.97. December was 5.70 lower at 227.92. September feeders were down 9.25 at 340.37. And hogs ended the session mixed on demand questions. Cash was steady to lower during the session. Pork was up at midday. October was down 25 at 90.67, and December was 2 cents lower at 83.77. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
We're not adults, so just be there and, like, listen. I just want someone to yap to. And I just feel like I'll be fine, like, if someone just hears me talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
You're doing a really good job. And I don't think I tell you that enough. And I know sometimes we get into it and it's just hard on both of us, but you know, try to understand me more, and I'll try to do the same.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
The Light Direct Cash Cattle Trade that developed Friday, live deals in the South were at $235. That's steady to 50 cents lower than the previous week's business. Live deals in Iowa were at $240. Dress business in Nebraska was at $380, which was $4 lower than the prior week's weighted average. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down a dime at $378.84. Select was $1.34 higher at $355.09. Estimated cattle slaughter was 88,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 449 with a weighted average of 106.73. The Iowa Minnesota was 619 lower with a weighted average of 106.64. And the Western Corn Belt down 562 with a weighted average of 106.45. Pork values were higher, up $1.08 at 117.41. And estimated hog slaughter was 470,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. A member of the House Ag Committee says the clock is ticking on a skinny farm bill. Illinois' Nikki Budzinski says the reconciliation package secured an update to the commodity title, but also created some issues.
Our Republicans broke apart the farm bill coalition with the one big bill. So how do we come back to the table so we can make sure that safety net is there for our farmers?
She says a lot of work needs to be done. More news next on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Legislation that would improve access to E15 has been introduced in the U.S. Senate. Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar helped introduce the bipartisan Ethanol for America Act, which would require the EPA to finalize rulemaking from 2021 to make the E15 fuel label clear and more consumer-oriented.
I pushed during the Biden administration, pushing for biofuels, and I think they are going to be looking for ways to keep this strong. And man, that year-round E15 is an easy one to do. So hopefully we could include it in some legislation, and I lead one of the bills on it.
And a coalition in Congress is urging the Department of Labor to reform how H-2A guest worker wages are calculated to make the program more accessible for farmers. The coalition points to the DOL's 2023 final rule that altered adverse effect wage rate methodology, which the lawmakers say increased labor rates and threatens the financial viability of farm operations. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
U.S. corn sales very strong. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An ag economist says strong export sales for new crop U.S. corn help provide a bump for the commodity markets. On this episode, Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says last week was a strong week for export sales of corn, and he discusses what that means for producers as they make their marketing decisions. More coming up on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
McCormick with AgMarket.net says South Korea, Japan, and Mexico have made some recent significant purchases of U.S. corn.
Well, you know what? Interesting enough, you took out the $4 level yesterday, and you did a lot of psychological damage. And then late in the day, you rallied back, closed above it. We had a little bit of follow-through, and then on top of it, we had another smashing week of export sales for corn, is all I can say. I think it was the third highest ever for this week. So we continue to aggressively push corn out the door, which is the one bright spot in the marketplace of exports. On the other hand, bean sales continue to be a dog, and China continues to not purchase beans, which is still a concern on the export side for beans.
That's great news on the corn export side. Any particular markets that are making those purchases?
Asia. A lot of it seems to be the Japan, Japanese, and the South Koreans tend to be the big buyers, as well as Mexico. So the big three that we sell to, they are coming and getting aggressive. And it makes sense, though, Brent, when you look at what's going on, the price of corn right now is some of the cheapest we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. So it's a little bit on sale. So you got a price on sale relatively cheap for this fall harvest grain. Then on top of it, just the uncertainty of what's going on. You know, as we're about ready to talk about, President Trump's raising tariffs on India 50%. He's moving around the tariffs so viciously. I think some people are like, look, I just got to get my needs covered. And that's encouraging to get them bought ASAP.
Jim McCormick with us from AgMarket.net. Last question for you, Jim. Any final advice that you'd pass along to growers at this time as they assess the markets?
All right, now, at this point in time, I think now the best thing to do right now is try to figure out what size of crop you have and try to come up with a decision. What are you going to do with this crop if you're not able to store it? I mean, right now, if you look at the crop ratings, if you look at the average estimates for these reports that's coming out next week, you're talking a national corn yield a little over 184. So this crop looks like it's going to get bigger. A lot of the farmers are underpriced, unfortunately. Right now, if I'm a producer out there underpriced, I guess now's the time to make a decision. What are you going to do with those bushels you cannot store on farm? Are you going to pay commercial storage? Those are now the decisions you should be making now, so you don't have to make it in the heat of harvest.
Compared to corn, McCormick says overall it's been a different story for U.S. soybean sales. He says soybean exports continue to dwindle, with China continuing to hold out on purchases. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetou in Tim Zuckox Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds at $70 a ton. Reminder, you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week. Call 608-723-4024 info. Three online only auctions up and running right now. Sales include vehicles, firearms, tools, furniture, and one sale even includes 175 acres of land. Go to www.timzuckoxrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetou. Have a great day.
They said morphine could ease the pain, chemo'd slow her down. But either way, in 90 days, he'd be 6 feet underground. So he bought himself a bottle and
$40 proof. Lied to himself, said it was cheaper than the truth. She found out he'd been running around, man, it cut her like a knife. Raised a Christian woman, swore she'd never compromise. She vowed that she'd get even, met a stranger, bought a room. Thought she could live with a regret, it was cheaper than the truth. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We've all had fires that we've walked through. It'll set you free, man, I'm here to tell. None of us are perfect, I ain't even close. Done some things I ain't proud of, only me and Jesus know. When I hit rock bottom, I found John 8:32. Right then and there I learned nothing's cheaper than the truth. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We've all had fires that we walked through. It'll set you free, man, I'm here to tell you. There ain't nothing any cheaper than. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We've all had fires that we walked through. It sets you free, man, I'm here to tell you. There ain't nothing, no, there ain't nothing any cheaper than the truth.
That was Smith and Wesley on Country and Community. That was Cheaper Than the Truth at 5:46. And good evening, everyone. My name is Tim Thede. I'm going to be here only for a short time. I'm going to be here until we get done with our opening ceremony, and then I'm going to head on down and take part in the, Walk with Grace ceremonies that are going on at Kroska Park tonight. And since I'm a survivor, I'll definitely want to be down there and just be there to support others. But first of all, I just want to let you know our time, as I said, is 5:40. Now it's 5:47. Our temperature is 87 degrees, but we have a heat index of 99 degrees right now. And remember, there is a flood watch from tomorrow at 4 p.m. until Monday at 7 a.m. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, we'll keep you informed right here on WRCO Radio on any, in case any warnings do come through on that. Hopefully there won't be any, but it sounds like we're getting a lot of rain, so you may want to build an ark or something or get the canoes ready. You never know. Don't know if it's going to be that much, but it is going to be quite a bit of water, so do be prepared. And as I said, we have the opening ceremonies coming up at 6 o'clock, and that around the 6 o'clock hour, just whenever they get things started, but it'll be close to the 6 o'clock hour. We'll have that here, right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. And then later on this evening at 9 o'clock, we'll have our luminary ceremony. That'll be on the air as well, so be sure to listen to that and name all and hear the names of all the survivors and those who have lost their lives to cancer being honored by those individuals that support them. And if you get a chance to go down to Kroska Park, things are going on right now. They are selling raffle tickets. They got bucket raffle tickets, and also there's a silent auction going on as well now, and there's food vendors going on, and of course that ceremony, you can see that live at 6 o'clock, and get down there and support those that you know that currently have cancer, and those that have survived it, and also those who have, and then remember those that have lost their lives. So that's going on at 6 tonight for the opening ceremony once again. And please keep yourself hydrated no matter where you're at, and keep sure those around you are staying safe as well, especially your pets too.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and/or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
Hinge on an eerie night when you slowly close the door. He said, life full of sad affair, all the things he could say with a smile. And I fell in love on the spot right there. Good Lord, that man had style. Now I know better than to take him back, but I'll take a second look, 'cause I still get weak when he walks my way, 'cause he sure did a body good. He sent chills up and down, up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just a case of heart over mind, and still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf and I ain't dumb or blind. It's just an elementary simple case of heart over mind. I've come to my senses, he ain't right for me.
He ain't right for me.
But he heads through my defenses. It's hard to believe he still sends chills up and down, up and down my spine. He does.
My baby's kicking and she wants to dance. Don't want no high cans, don't want no slow dance. There ain't no better time to say yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody gotta get up, get down. We're gonna kick a little dirt around. Move left, move right now. Keep your hip from side to side. Throw your hands up, spin around. Kick up your heels and put them on the ground. Get up, get down. We're gonna kick a little dirt around. Ooh, child, can't you stand? We got grease in the frying pan.